concerning the status of an Ohne and the 2 days in the Yerushalmi, it's why it is that an Ohne is also about Tiyas HaMitzvah, for the Shomei to Yitzah Masov. Nachmanina, the Rosh explains that Yitzah HaMitzvah Yitzah Masov. According to the reason of Ein Lamin Yitzah Masov, doesn't apply. According to the reason of Kodesh Shomei, still applies. So it's not, passion is not resolved. So the Kovan is not on perhaps it is resolved, but the passion to Rabbi Yosef Beferish is not resolved. We don't find the explicit reason to say Makarim, it's an unresolved Shaila. So the Machabit says, we go to Chumrah in what sense? Don't do the mitzvah. Now we ask the question after yesterday's Shia, well, after you call that a Chumrah? In all lives, you have Chumrah to do mitzvah. A Chumrah not to do mitzvah. Especially since we're talking mitzvah Zoharaisa, such as Kriya Shema, for example, Birchas HaMazon, and the entire Isser that we're discussing over here is an Isser Derabbanan, all the Mepharshim agree. It's the Derabbanan. So why did the Shulchan Aruch decide that these mitzvahs should not be done? That's the question. This is my original question in this context. The Stechemet in Chidush HaMananim asked a similar question in a different context. Don't know if you got to the context yet. If you saw the Ma'ariv Makomos later on, as a Pesachei Tshuva, quote a Noda B'Yehuda, who quotes the Agos Maimini, and it's on the Ma'ariv Makomos. The Agos Maimini, Chos Ovel, Perak Dalos Otvov, was a certain suffix. We'll get to later what the suffix is and how the Noda B'Yehuda understood the suffix. But the Noda B'Yehuda Paskin, assuming his child is suffering, he should not do the mitzvah. He has to say, Chemet, that's the way of Machriya suffix. If we're in doubt whether the Chiyah mitzvah or not, you should do the mitzvah. Because on the one hand, you have a suffix Yisra Derabbanan, and on the other, suffix mitzvah Daraisa. So this is so that I told you, my kashim, is the yisod in a different context than the Sechemet. Okay. So my answer to this question is the base of the following. I tie it to you, Rabbi Osai, that an onen is certainly potter min mitzvah, period. No question about it. It has nothing at all to do with Kvod HaShomei, Yisra Maso, Yepotter and Gansu. My source is at first a Yerushalmi cited by Tosfos in Masechta Brachos. Yedayin and Beis. Yerushalmi Mefarish Tam Amar Avun Siv Leman Tizkar Kol Yomei Chayecha Yomei Mishata Osek B'chayim V'lo Yomei Mishata Osek B'meisim. A new drasha. Presumably not Smachta, but still, the Yisod is Yomei Mishata Osek B'chayim V'lo Mishata Osek B'meisim. This, Rabbi Osek, is the source of the Ptur Mitzvah. Therefore, every onen is potter min ha-mitzvah, period. Potter. And we know what it really means. It's tears of the mitzvah. The Rashi explains that not only are you potter at the particular moment that you're doing this or doing that, if you're doing nothing, you're preoccupied the entire day. It's called Yom HaMishata Osek B'Meitzvah. The whole day is designated as a day in which you're devoted completely to taking care of Tzorchei HaMeitzvah. And on that day, you're potter mikol ha-mitzvah. Period. Potter Mikol HaMitzvah. Okay. Therefore, let's say you hold the Svar of Yesh L'Mishri Yisra Masov. Right? Expression Shalom, Ein L'Mishri Yisra Masov. And I have Yesh L'Mishri Yisra Masov. You're Potter anyway. Take a look in the Lashon of the Rosh. I think it's much more clear that I'm right. Look in the Rosh, please. The one that we saw yesterday. Simen, what? Nun Dalit, correct? Nun Dalit. To Russian Simon Nundalit, what does he say? He begins by saying that there exists a din that onen is potter min ha-mitzvah. According to Rashi, it's only a psur. It says Rashi is wrong, it's an isser as well. And he quotes to the Pharisee, Yerushalmi, to the effect that it is usser. And what is the reason why it is usser? These two reasons. What are the two reasons? Either kvod ha-meis, or she'eim lo v'she'yisa maso. Okay? That's a dispute whether it's usur or not usur. But certainly it's going to be potter. We have one major problem. Major problem, a major league problem. It's against the Yerushalmi l'chora. What did Yerushalmi say over here? V'atanya potter b'tchiyah shofar. What kind of kasha is that? Potter? That's not under discussion. He's certainly potter. The whole discussion here in the Yerushalmi in the 2 days is whether it's usur or not usur. What do you mean we arrive from potter? That was a bombshell kasha that we had. Yes, the Chazanish, yes, the kasha. So here is my answer. A distinction, Rabotai, between Shabbos and Yontif on one hand and Chol on the other hand. Based on what I told you before. A Yom Chol, through which a person is Rachman who is planning on the Onein, that's Yom Mimishat the Ozum the Mesa. That whole day, day of Asik B'Mesim. But Shabbos and Yontif, you can't say it's a Yom Shata Osik B'Mesim. Shabbos and Yontif are Asurim B'Malacha. So therefore, it's impossible to explain the Ptur of Kiyas Shofar based on the Drasha of Yom Mishat Koyam Echayecha, Yom Mishat Osik B'Chayim, Shlo Yom Mishat Osik B'Mesim. It's impossible. It's impossible. It's similarly impossible to understand the Yerushalmi, excuse me, the Din of Potter Mitzchiyah Shofar in Yerushalmi, that bright that's quoted in Vatanya, in terms of Yisa Masov, because the Gemara says, at least at this point, like, to the Machshichin, that story, that there's no Masov on Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, we're left with only one conclusion. The reason for both the Ptur and the Yisur must be Kvod Oshomei. So kind of like this, they're both sides. On Yom Chol, you're certainly potter. The whole Shara and Yerushalmi is why is there an Isser? We're not coming is there an Isser or no Isser, but a Ptur certainly exists. It's only on Shabbos and Yontif that it's double or nothing. Because on Shabbos and Yontif, there is no Ptur of Yom Mishat to open your Mason. So on Shabbos and Yontif, it's one extreme or the other. And then with Yerushalmi had a right to answer questions, Vatanya Potter mit Kiyah Shofar, because the Ptur of Kiyah Shofar cannot possibly be based on Yom Mishat Osim B'Mesin, and it can't be based on Masam Yisra Masol. It must be arrived at the sheet of Kodesh Shomeis. But in a plain weekday, the old Shalom Yerushalm is Russian implies is whether it's what the reason for the Yisra is. The Ptur certainly exists. Now you understand the Ptak of the Shulchan Aruch. Why is the Shulchan Aruch Paskin that it's Osir? I am taking a chance on your bevatel the mitzvah say the doraisa yachayev. The answer is forget about chiyuv. There's no chiyuv for sure. There's no chiyuv. Why Yom Mishat Osim B'Mesim? Only a question of why it's usur. So therefore, the Rishon went and attacked the chumrah and said, "Listen, don't do this mitzvah because you're not chayev for sure. You want to volunteer. Not kedai to volunteer because according to one day in Yerushalmi, you're doing isur by volunteering." That's how I answered the question. Yes, what's your question?
Is it possible that
it can be
Yom Shabbat Halakhic
the Mason
because you're going to think about
or
getting prepared to go walk to
somewhere? So let's leave that. That's the last 10 minutes. Let's leave it out. The Tchum is 1 kilometer. It takes you to walk 10 minutes to the end of the Tchum. Yeah. That's not a full answer because it depends on the city you live in. But whatever it is, it's only until the end of the day. And it's not an ASIC as such anyway. Yes. No, that's my whole point is it's the definition of the day. The day in which a person never lost a relative until the Kippur, that day is defined as Yom Shasa Osek V'Meitzman Patasim. I happen to, what did I do? Instead of Nebuch, X lost a relative, and X is so overwhelmed and overwrought and beyond his capacities, he asks Y to help him out. And Y takes the lead role, his friend Y, to do what has to be done. It's still a Yom Mishat Osik B'Mesim for X, so instead of doing it through his own hands, the Shluchah Kamos, so he got Y to help him out. It's still a Yom Mishat Osik B'Mesim. There may be an exception to Katofim, we'll get to that later. That's the question we have to treat later on. Okay, Rabotai. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that on Shabbos and Yom Tov based on our Gemara, that Yechayev b'chol mitzvah samurah is b'torah. Right? So before we see the Gemara, Chav Gimel Amid Beis, Chaya B'chav Mitzvah 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 Torah, quoted in Shulchan Aruch twice, in Yerodea Shin and Aleph, and in Aruch Chayim, Simen Ayin Aleph. Okay. What do you do with the Yerushalmi that says Potter Mitzkiya Shofar? What do you do? So we saw the possibility, which talks about the Brachas, that the Machlokas Bavli in Yerushalmi, that the Machlokas in the Yerushalmi itself, and we pass him like the Sefer, like the Bavli, at Yechayev the Mitzvahs on Shabbat V'yontif, as opposed to the first day in Yerushalmi, at Yepotah Mitzkiya Shofar. That's the reset. It's against the Rosh's Maskana. The Rosh's Maskana says, no, you're only Potah Mitzkiya Shofar the last 10 minutes of Rosh Hashanah. Will you until now? A pretty big doha, no puzzle. He had, I don't know, 12 hours to blow shofar. He went for the last 10 minutes, kind of Rebbe Shemaisa. And in that kind of case, it's puzzle Mitzkiya Shofar. So not exactly a glut of shock. I mean, most people in the world don't wait for 10 minutes before a Yom Tov before Shkia, stop blowing shofar. So it's a little bit strange, no? But okay, the Rosh said so. The Rosh says, Hazik Atani puzzle Mitzkiya Shofar, Hanab Shosh or Makshin. I don't know, maybe it's okay, could be. Anyway, but assuming the other pshat, the pshat of Tosfos. Yes?
What's the definition of Tosfos?
We haven't gotten to that either, we'll get to that. Very important, that's an excellent question. A very important, we saw the Rosh definition.
Right.
The Rosh definition doesn't seem to fit in the Shabbos under either. I have to gavali gakad. The Rosh says, look at the Rosh's Lashon. When the Rosh defines, Kvodo Shomeis, what did he say? Well, I don't see it right now.
The
Li Nira. That's how it starts?
That's it.
The Li Nira. What is it, Simon Nandala?
Yes.
The Li Nira.
About
6 lines up. 6 lines up. Oh, and the Li Nira. The Lokana. Where is it? They call us a mace. The one gets the pnei. And they call us a mace. Now wait a second. So the Rush is very smart, because the Rush knows what he's going to say 2 lines later. Now what? Now when is it they put the Mitzkiya Shofar only refers to the last 10 minutes, when in fact you are being Mitzkiya B'Tzorchei Ameis? But according to Shita's Tosfos and many Rishonim, that say that the Machlokas is Bavli with Yerushalmi and the Nasir and Yerushalmi. And we pass them, let's assume for the moment, that the entirety of Shabbos and the day which is part of Mitzkiya Shofar, the day Acholekes and Achlokes. So the question I raise, the Gevaldik Akasha, why does Yerushalmi say part of Mitzkiya Shofar? Mishum Kvodo Shomeis, but Kvodo Shomeis means you're busy with Tzorchei Ameis, you're doing things. And according to these posts, we don't make a distinction between the last 10 minutes. They don't want to say, pass them to get shofar in the last 10 minutes. Come on! We all know it's supposed to blow shofar in the morning. So they understand, pass them to get shofar in the morning. What's the reason? Kvodah Shomeis. What kind of Kvodah Shomeis? What Kvodah Shomeis? Where's Kvodah Shomeis? You can't do anything in Rosh Hashanah in the morning. Gevaldik Akash. Meirudik Akash. It's interesting that the Levush. Well, I don't know Levush, I don't have a Levush here, but I have a Gevaldik Sefer called the Divrei Sofrim. It's unbelievable. Two volumes of Nefesh HaVeil just came out, I think this year. Tov Shin Nun Tet, unbelievable. Tov Shin Nun Tet, a fresh paper by a great Talmud Chacham from Eretz Yisrael. It was by Yavrov. It's from other areas of Ribbis and Yichud. And there's a new one on Nefesh HaVeil. And he writes something from the Levush, something very interesting. You can also call it the state of the Shulchan Aruch. Very good thing to have. It goes straight. So in Simon Shin and Aleph, whoa. In Shin and Aleph, in Simon Shin and Aleph, there's a discussion of what it means, Kvodo Shomeis. And this is what he says. Kvodo Levush and Aruch Chaim, Simon Ayin Aleph, Kosa. He has over here a Divrei Sofrim, that's like the Mishnah Berura. He has an Emek Dover, that's like the Sharatian. He has a Birur Halacha, like the Bir Halacha. We changed the name, we had a race, so he's safe. Now, so in the Birur Halacha, in Simon Shin Mem Aleph, Sif Aleph, Divrei Maskil, Vafilu. But the Levush and Arachayim Siman and Alpha says, Kvoda Shemay Tzul, listen carefully. Shadal Yomru Meis Dek Kalu Bieno. Shalone. Velo Chored Al Nisoso. Velo Nivhal. So the relative died, so what? I can still go on my merry way. Go on my way without any change in my daily pattern and schedule. That itself is considered to be some of a chesaron, a pigia in the Kvod HaMeis. This kind of Rav Levush could exist on Shabbos. What do you mean you go out? Well, what do you mean? Someone died on Friday afternoon, and the guy with his cold-blooded self makes Kiddush Friday night like every other Friday night. What? That's how you treat someone you never just lost a relative an hour ago on Friday afternoon, and now they're making Kiddush? What kind of relative are you? What kind of human being are you? That's how the Levush understands Kvod HaShomeis. Oh. Clearly, it would seem, to answer Arya's question, that this is against the Rosh. But this, the Levush, seems to be the only way that the Yerushalmi could have understood Kvod HaShomeis. When the Yerushalmi said, Pasha Mitzvah Shofar, assuming it means Rosh Hashanah in the morning, you can't do anything. So why is Kvod HaShomeis, according to this day in the Yerushalmi, why is Kvod HaShomeis prevent you, prohibit you from involving yourself in the midst of Kiyah Shofar? The answer is, what do you mean? You're going to make it blow Shofar today? Nebuch, just yesterday afternoon, your relative died. You should be so nivval and chored. You shouldn't be able to have a cup, the Yishuv Adas, to get involved in the midst of Kiyah Shofar. Yes? Let's take a look. Okay. Rashi, your dollar on the day. Remember, the Rashi is not really Rashi, so we have to discount a little bit. But okay, he's still a Rishon.
So that the people who are looking will cry, and by crying they'll increase their clothes on it.
I got you. Okay, let's leave that aside for the moment. Let's go back. The Chazon Ish is a Gevaldige Kasha. The first Chazanish I mentioned to you was in Simon Tezvav Sivkot and Gimel. This one is in Simon Tezvav Sivkot and Dalet. Here's a following like this. Look, the Yerushalmi has a Sphere of Glory in the Mechaber. The Yerushalmi says the issue of Yesh or Mish Yisra Matzo depends upon the two Tzadim of the Chakira. Of this Shaila. This is Shaila having the rush. What's the reason for the Yisra? So, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin Jabotai at the Yisra exists even if Yesh for Mishis and Aso. That means the Shulchan Aruch is fasting which reason what? No. Kvod HaShomeis. Frank Chazanish. How can the Yerushalmi say Yechayev and Mitzvot and Shabbat? How can the Shulchan Aruch say Yechayev and Mitzvot and Shabbat be on this? But the Yerushalmi is the Beferish Potter Mitzchiyah Shofar because of Kvod HaShomeis. So make up your mind, Shulchan Aruch. What are you passing like? If you're passing the reasons of Yisra and Aso, you should say Yesh for Mishis, Yisra and Aso, you're passing Kvod HaShomeis, but the Yisham is Mufurish, but Tanya Pata Mitzkiya Shofar, because it reads the Kvod HaShomeis, so the Mechavish is Paskin, that the Mitzvahs do not apply, even on Shabbos. That's the Chazon Ish's Kasha, the Tzorachim. So here's my Teret, Rabotai. The Yishami's Raya is only one, is a halfway Raya. Listen very carefully. The Yerushalmi is trying to show that the fact that there exists a day of Pater Mitzkiyah Shofar, it has to accord with the view of Kvod HaShomeis. It cannot work with the view of Yesh Lo Misha Yisra Maso. There is no Maso. But if you say Kvod HaShomeis, then it's possible to say Rabotai. It's possible to say that Pater Mitzkiyah Shofar and even also Mitzkiyah Shofar. Why? It will have the Levush's definition of what it means, Kvod HaShomeis, and therefore you're not nivol, you're not chored. It should apply even b'shav tetsuyantif, that you can't do anything. Nonetheless, Rabotai, we can understand Kvod HaShomeis differently. It's a Rosh to understand. It's a bizoyan for the meis if you are going to go about your business and not focus on doing what you can be doing. I asked a friend why. Why is the tzaddik going to do it for him? That's gufa chutzpah. Ah, chutzpah you have. Can you imagine this guy? Say, listen to me. Say, listen, I didn't learn my daf yomi yesterday. So like you do me a favor. Let me go learn daf yomi and you take care of my brother. Ah, chutzpah. He's your brother, not his brother. Then him learn daf yomi and you take care of your brother. That goof is a bizarre and covered mace for you to what we call, I'll designate somebody else to do it for me. That's not the right thing to do. Do it yourself to show the covered mace. Oh, but if that's the case, on Shabbos and Yom Tov you cannot do anything, then the covered mace doesn't exist. So therefore, I'm, to repeat, Kvodo Shemesh can be understood in two different ways. The Yushalin was trying to prove one way or the other, Kvodo Shemesh or Yisra Maso, was trying to demonstrate that from the fact that there exists a Shita that says, Hotem, the Tia Shofa, this proves conclusively the reason must be Kvodo Shemesh. But the fact that the reason is Kvodo Shemesh does not prove conclusively they have Hotem, the Tia Shofa. You can reinterpret Kvodo Shemesh as the Rosh does. You're not doing something that you should be doing, not as the Levush does. So therefore, these, the Shofanav will say, yes, Yerushalmi started off by thinking to learn the Levush's trap in Kvodos Shemes, according to which you're part of the Beskia Shofar, and also the Beskia Shofar. But the Masora say Yerushalmi, according to the fact of the Babli, yes, the reason is Kvodos Shemes, but Kvodos Shemes the way the Russian understood it, and therefore on Shabbos and Yom Tov it doesn't apply, and therefore in fact the Chayav the Shofar Uba Cholamit. It's all according to the Rishonim Tosfos, who never dreamt of the Russian's answer the last 10 minutes is different than Shofar's last 10 minutes. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, however, does quote the Rosh and say in the last 10 minutes, you are in fact potim and amitzvah. So it's not as Tosfos says the Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi, but there's no Machlokas in Shalom Al Yisrael. But there's a big problem. Tosfos and Brachos also thought of this terror. They thought of this terror. It wasn't the Rosh only who was the first person to think of this terror. That the last 10 minutes is different. When Tosfos suggests it over here, they quote from Rabbeinu Nisano. Rabbeinu Nisano, Rabbi Nisano, Le Omer, Deshali Ashro, Devada Im Dato La Hakshik Al Akum, Od Yesh Lenu Loma, De Torg La Hakshik, Ben Rasho La Vorek. I will be safe for my Rishon Ein Dato La Hakshik Al Akum. He doesn't go into the last 10 minutes versus the first 12 hours. Rather, he goes into the question of Daz al Hafshik versus Ein Daz al Hafshik, presumably even within the last 10 minutes. You're not going to say Daz al Hafshik to your potter at 9 o'clock in the morning. But then he has the line. Umiyu haitaima lo shayach letama de mishim kvodo. Whoa! Says Rabbi Nisano. That this distinction between Mafshik and not Mafshik makes perfect sense according to the day of Yisamato. The first 12 hours of the day, you can hear the shofar because there's no matzah, because you're not going anywhere. And the last half hour, when you can go to the tchum, that's when there is suddenly a matzah thrust upon you, a burden thrust upon your shoulders. Now you're potter and probably also from shofar as well. Now we have we can ask the Chazanish Kasha in a different form. If Tosfos is correct, that this whole distinction of the last 10 minutes versus the rest of the day, that's the lachshus, not the lachshus, only makes sense. The man the Omer of what? Of Yisra Maso, how can the Shulchan Aruch pass in this distinction? But we already said earlier that the Shulchan Aruch is passing the reason of what? Of Kvodo Shomeis. And he asks you b'mitzvahs even if you have Yisra Mish Yisra Maso. Here I believe is the answer. The answer is the following. Kvodo Shomeis is, if you're doing mitzvahs at a time when Kvod HaMeis demands that you should take care of the mace, that itself is the biggest design. That's a terrible design. A terrible design. Why is it a design? Ah, chutzpah. You want to learn that yomi, you want to put on tefillin, where you should be taking care of the mace, let someone else take it, that's a chutzpah. But that's only true, Rabbi Otai, during the weekdays. Only true during the weekdays. But, on Shabbos and Yom, even though I have the ability on Shabbos to run to the border before dark, border of the tchum, I have the ability on Yom Tov to hire a goy to help me out to the Torah Chameis. If I choose not to do so, this is not construed as a bizarre of Kavod HaMeis. No. We have our rules. We have Shabbos and Yom Tov. We know how many people cut corners in Shabbos and Yom Tov. And our Rabbanim keep saying, don't cut corners, don't cut corners. Shabbos begins, bring it in early, bring it out late. Don't cut corners. The fact that a person chooses not to cut the corners of Shabbos should not be viewed as a bizoyin in Kavod HaMeis. He just wants to keep Shabbos from the beginning to the end without any chokhmas. That's not considered a bizoyin to cover on it. So therefore, we're not going to say that it's oster to do mitzvahs on Shabbos, Yontif at the end, and Shabbos last 10 minutes is oster, or Yontif because you have to get a goy. No! If you choose to keep Shabbos and Yontif kilchosim, kudas, and kivim with no cutting corners, that's certainly a proper thing to do, and it's not considered to be zoyin and kavod ames. On the other hand, if you are going to decide to do something in the last 10 minutes and run to the border, then you are not allowed to do mitzvahs. Why not? Not because of kavod ames. No! As kavod ames, you should have stayed in the shtibu until sunset or until safe, because you're not supposed to cut corners. But you have chosen to undertake the burden of this mace earlier than Shkia, and you have the right to do it with the Nachshach HaLakul for Tzorach Mitzvah. So then the reason that Yisra Masol kicks in, the Tosa says, and therefore you would be potter and presumably us to the mitzvah if you've undertaken this burden. Oh, so now we understand very well. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin at the Bayah of Yerushalayim was not resolved completely. So therefore, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when you're doing taking care of Tzorach Ames, it's also to do mitzvahs, not because of Kvodo, because of Yisrael Masol. Although we said the Yibai is lower sheet, we have to go to Chumra both ways. Normally, in every normal circumstance, the Chumra we call it to ask you for mitzvahs is the sheet that holds Kvodo Shemes. Here's a new wrinkle, that the Chumra is the sheet of Yisrael Masol in those last 10 minutes of Shabbos. So ask now, all the questions are answered, Baruch Hashem. Okay, any questions that you have? Okay, now I return to pay up my harvest from yesterday. I made a few references to the others. So let's take chas from a negative connotation, others. The main shita, the main thrust in a Hilchos Aninus that we generally like to accept is that Aninus L'chud, V'Avelus L'chud, they're nothing to do with one another, and Aninus is simply a matter of Kvodo Shomeis and Shema Yimashech, has nothing to do with Avelus whatsoever. We already pointed out yesterday, talking about Chalamayid. Chalamayid, the Mechadish, that there is Aninus, and they tie it into the Meis Betisa. We explain, they're trying to point out in both directions, the converse as well, that Aninus has nothing to do with Avelus. You have a case where there is Aninus and no Avelus, namely Chalamayid, and you have a case where there is no aninus, even though it's not a yontif for a Shabbos, because he just can't get out of jail, or the mace can't get out of jail. That's what Tosfos is driving at. However, if you open up your big Shulchan Aruch, the back, to the Imrei Baruch, that I asked you to see, of course, a very, very important smack. Every regular Shulchan Aruch, I believe, has it. Am I correct? If you all see it in the back of your various editions, I think it's a standard thing. Funny is another matter, but I think it's in the back of every Shulchan Aruch. Hilchos Avelus, this is the information you'll show us in the back. After the end of Hilchos Avelus is in Siman Tov Gimel, regular Hilchos Avelus and the Shulchan Aruch, you'll see something which looks like a Shulchan Aruch. I wonder what's going on over here. It's starting all over again? So it says over here on the top of the first page, Chidushim, Ebeyurim, Hilchos Kriyon Avelus, Niagoyin, Ebefraim, Zalom Agolius. One of the Gedolei Hadar wrote his own version. He wrote the inside, he wrote the outside. He wrote the Pnim, he wrote the Perish as well. Okay, that's the first thing which comes after the Shulchan Aruch. Very important dinner there, which we will be consulting. Then you have all kinds of other things. Lekar HaKemach, I have a Tosefet Shabbos, Levush Esrod, Imrei Baruch, I found it. Okay, so it's a few pages after the Shulchan Aruch, and in this particular edition, the Imrei Baruch that we're looking for in Hilchos Avelus is on page 430. Do you have the same pages as I have? No. You have, well, just keep counting pages. After you finish with the Prime Zalam Agolius, this is the Urim. If you turn the page 12 times, you'll get to where I am. Okay? It says, Hilchos Aninus V'Avelus. Big bold print at towards the end of the first column. Does this follow? He quotes the Ramah, who discusses the issue of whether an onein, in point of fact, is bound by all the restrictions of avelus. The Ramah says yes. The Yesharim, it's the last four lines. The Yesharim is also berechitza. The Ramah passes the chumra that an onein, against the Rambam, that an onein is not permitted to wash. So he says, Yimkein asur betorah. So an onein shouldn't be allowed to study Torah either. He calls the Magen Avraham. Zel is shown as smack. Smack is a rishon. Biyantiv v'chalamayid v'shabbos ein aninus. Whoa! What word should you jump at? Chalamayid. We saw Tosfos says that chalamayid there is aninus. The smack says there's no aninus. There's no aninus. Avol dvarim shebetzinanoi kriyas atarah shalos. The Kriyas HaTorah Shel Tzinahein, etc. So what's he passing? An amazing fact that there is no Aninus, but there is Avelus of Dharma Shel Tzinah. What emerges clearly from this Mach? Mach is a Rishon, the Gedolei Rishonim. What's clear from this Mach? No, about the what? That Aninus relates very strongly to what? Avelus. On a day that there's no Avelus, there can be no aninus. What can there be? There can be the isurim b'tzina. Right? So he's also b'talmud Torah. He's also b'rechita. Now this is what I call the others. And we'll see this sheet is not just a smack, but it's also found its way a little bit into the standard b'farshim on the Shulchan Aruch. Let's try to demonstrate that. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Purim, in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Vov Siv Zayin. I asked you to see on the Maram Mekomos, although I got a few of the Baruch Mogan Avram, was not exactly accurate. I apologize. Yesh mi sheomer sheonein mutzah v'basav v'yayin on Purim. Why? It's an essay of the Divrei Kabbalah, Mishnah v'Simcha. There are more discussions of the question of Mikra Megillah, Tefillah, Kriyashma, Abalayla, Abayom. You're going to do the Kfura, you're not going to do the Kfura. Frek the Magen Avraham, Akasha. He doesn't understand what it's all about. He says, Purim is Mutzah b'Malacha. If Purim is Mutzah b'Malacha, so you should be Chayit, you should have all the status of Aninus. Right? So why shouldn't the Lord of Aninus be Chal? At least as far as mitzvahs are concerned. Right? Leave out the bus of Yain. At least as far as mitzvahs. I mean, an owner is put in mitzvahs any day when you can do malacha. Why is it your dalad? Why is it your most say Chayiv in the Megillah? That's the one I asked you to see. Your dalad. And there's no terror. Now, you already mentioned the idea of Yontif Shein here about that. Yontif Shein was an interesting expression. Yontif Sheni Lagabe Meis Kechol Shavu Rabbonim. Those of you have a big Gemara with all the five Maseches, you can look it up. It's in the Maseches of Beis. I think it's on the Avav. So the Gemara has this expression that they will matter you even for Yisrael to do Kvura on Yontif Sheni. It is called Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch as well. In Siman Arachayim Siman Tov Kuf Mem Chet. This thing is quoted. Now, in Sif Hey, Yantav Sheni, who wrote to the Kovar Bavayom, Chal Olav Aninus. It didn't flourish in Simon Tovkuk Memchet, Sif Hey. Says the Mogad Avram calling the Ma'aril, this is in Sif Tovkuk, the night before, not so simple. Ein Zerach Likbor Balayla. Oh, here's a Maramach you all have in front of you. In the Shach, here in Simon Shinman Aleph, has caught the test that was on the Mount of Karmis. Let's see what he says, the Shach. What did the Shach say? By the way, if you have a chance, I omitted just called hey in the shah. If you have a chance to look it up. My focus to Rosh Hashanah, top, we'll get to that a little bit later. What does it say over here? The Mechaber writes in Yoredeya, the Koshken, the Yotav Sheni, Shubatzmo, Yochel, the Korvo, Shechal, Olav, Kol Dinani. This is, we saw already quoted in Yoreh Chaim too. Okay. Quote to Maril, some of Dar Shmini Atzeret, he can say Kiddush, and he must be Yontif. What do you mean? What does that mean? You just said the Ferish and the Chava, there is an Enos. Well, ain't an Enos not by Laila, Kim by Yom. He thinks no. The Dochak. He's a Dochak. He thinks the Shasti done Cholak Alay Rishalmi, Ubacholinian and Avelis Nog beyond the Shani, I feel the Bayom. Because why? Ain't Avelis the Yom. We pass like the Rosh. So the Laila is also. Also the Kaddish, no, they're compromised with distinguishing their eyes. There's no pshara, says the Baba Navarro. No compromise. It's either there is or there isn't. There was depend upon this shaila between, how do I say it, us and the others. I didn't use that lotion. The Baba Navarro is the lotion. You guys think it is us, right? Lizzy Dan, that's us. And then they quote others. Who are the others? The others who say that I can be no, I need it without a veil. According to them, that is no Aninas and Yantav Sheni. According to us, there is, because Aninas Lechod, Vavelis Lechod. That's the Shach says. What did Maril say? There's no Aninas Yantav Sheni because there's no Avelis. So the Maril seems to belong to the group known as the others. So you have a Maril, you have a Smak, and you have, I would forgive me to say it, you have a Shulchan Aruch and it was Purim. The only way to explain it. How can Purim be different if you can do Malacha? The answer is that Purim, he's just going with the sheet that it's no Avelis. Here's the irony. The Mechaber, two sifim early, quoted that Avelis does apply to Purim. Rambam disagrees. Machlokes Mechaber on Hilchos Purim. But the presumably that sheet about Hilchos Purim is going with the sheet that there's no Avelis for Purim. And there's no Avelis, there's no Aninus. So it seems. So therefore, what we spoke about yesterday, at the Issa Bus of the Yayin, might be Avelis related, not truly Shemi Yemoshe, which is how supposed to start off. And it's a question whether they really back out at the end. It could be that we've passed and there is an Isabas of Yah, which is Avelis related, as we saw the Mishnah Berurah in Tafresh Tamach Aleph, for someone who was through the business of the Churbana for the first time. And this passed the comparison to Sudam Avsegas, which Tosis introduces, perhaps. It's interesting. In Hilchos Purim, I asked you to see, the Ramah has something which is worthy of mention. The Ramah in Tafresh Sadi Vav Siv Zion is trying to somehow be a compromiser. The Ramah is one of the great compromisers, not Henry Clay. The Shach often refers to the Ramah as Mika Kocha Yodea Pesher. He gives him that compliment, or maybe, I don't know, if you're a purist, it's not a compliment. But the Ramah, in any event, makes the following interesting compromise. The Ramah writes, "V'chol shekain shechayev b'mikra megillah v'tfilah b'krishma v'nirali the davka b'layla afal pisha meisa mutal lefano avol b'yom sherosu l'karvo kuras meisa kodem k'moshen is boyer etc." What's this compromise? The answer is as follows: on both sides, there's one issue of this new category of meisa mutal lefano, which we said is a category of the Rabbana, which goes even beyond the Zindarites of Oskim mitzvah patur mitzvah. It even asks you b'mitzvah. So the Ramah says that does not apply in Purim, because they say this category is Avelis related. Avelis related. That's what he says. But the din d'oraita of also mitzvah patur mina mitzvah certainly applies. So by yom, when you explain through the kvura, we have to take care of the kvura. So now I come to you with an amazing kasha. I don't know why I saw nobody to ask this kasha. I saw no one to ask this kasha. And if you see someone, let me know. But both I, when a machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether Yisurei Avelis apply before the Kvura or not. The Rambam says no, and the Ramban says yes. And what does Tosfos in the Rosh say? Were they partners to this machlokas? I said to them, what kind of partners? Who partners? They never got into the ring. Why? Because this slugfest between the Rambam and the Ramban, they both are coming from a certain vantage point. They both are assuming what? Avelis d'oraisa. If Avelis d'oraisa, so our first assumption would be, a muskel rishon, that there should be Avelis from the first moment, that the Ramban said, and the Rambam has a fancy shot or a different shot, why it's not that way? But according to Shita Tzaytus of Arush, that Avelis l'kud, Vaninus l'kud, there's nothing to talk about. But they say, Osta Bezeh, not even a doubt that the Ethereum of Avelis did not begin until after the Kfur. Not because it's some kind of a Kfur, it doesn't start. The Kfur is the Machayim. That's what we explained yesterday. But I have a major problem with this. And I didn't seem to ask the question. The Ramo, I already said, you saw in Shin Tzad, he says, if you give them paskins, that Avelis is in Gansin de Rabbonim. He says it the Ferish, uses those words. Yet, the same Ramo, says in Simon Shin and Aleph, Sithei, which I asked you to see, which we just had a reference to briefly. The Mechaber says, everyone look inside. The Lashon of the Mechaber is very tricky. Look in the Lashon of the Mechaber. I don't know how you learned the Mechaber. Very important Sith. Sithei. Calls Man, Shalom Nikbar, Ames, Eino Chole, Mino, Visando, the Eino Chaya, Batifa, Sarosh, Ukfia, Samito. I will also lay Shevel Lishin, Agabe Mito, Afilu Kfui. I ask you a question. What does the Mechaber hold like? Who does he hold like? He hold like the Rambam, or does he hold like the Ramban? You take a vote. Does he hold like the Rambam, or like the Ramban?
If the Ramban sounds like Rambam.
Correct. The Ramo writes, when the Ramo writes the Yesh Omer, usually it means he understood the Mechaber to disagree with the Yesh Omer. That means the Ramo understood the Mechaber to be hold like the Rambam, that his Tzurevahs do not apply. Therefore he says, no, they do apply. There are those who quibble with the Ramo, or say the Ramo never meant it to Machlos. Because interestingly, the examples that the Shulchan Aruch picked, look what he says, no? Amazing. And a call of a sandal, and a chai batim of a rosh, ukfiyat. Guess what we saw these examples before? That is familiar from somewhere. Who called his three examples? Who? The Ramban. So there are those who say the Mechaber never meant to argue. He holds up the Ramban. He didn't say that the other Yisroel don't apply. And there are more Yesh Al Medina who misunderstood the Mechaber, or he's just interpreting the Mechaber. Big time Achlokas Achronim, what the Mechaber really meant. Yeah. Correct. Also, Deshav Alishan Agamimita Filipu is a direct call to the Ramban in Torah Sa'adah. Right? Did you look it up? You look it up at the Ramban and Torah Sa'adah? I won't see it. Okay, it wasn't the fish on the Mar Mekamnis, but you know, you expected. Huh? It was? Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, see that? Leo Dati. Pull out the yellow sheet. Raise your days. I don't remember that part. Raise your days. Eifa. Ukfar Amru, but it says 43. Ukfar Amru, 43. Okay? 43. So also Leshev, Afila Gabi Mita Kfuya, Ela Gabi Kaku, Sarah Leshev. Right? Where does it come from? 43 with Reis Yosef, so Simon Shinan Alaf Mavoyer. Shemakor b'diyak lashon eva rabati b'perek yud. Who looked it up? You don't look it up. Come on, Rabbeinu. You have to look up every din. Once we're looking things up, oh, before I forget, remember we mentioned yesterday the din, also from Ramban. Of course, the din in Patriation Bays as well, I think. Doesn't he mention the, yeah, sure. Megala Rosh of the Kvoda Rabin. I asked the Kasha, I still have no answer to this Kasha directly. Assuming that Tifa Sarosh is the Oraisa, because I'm assuming it's only a second character that holds that only something is the Oraisa. But if before that he held it to the Oraisa, since when can you be Megala Rosho and Varlet is all right for the Kvoda Rabin? Bikum Vasei. Because you're uncovering your head. Huh? Osek the Mitzvah. Right. You know, you're right. You weren't here yesterday. Yesterday I tried to change gears and put in kvod shomei. But it's not going to work. You have to also admit it. But even that's a little bit difficult because he's not always not also different. He did the kvod already. What mitzvah is he also taking? What? That's a mitzvah. Covered around is a mitzvah. Kitzur, I'm stuck. I have no answer. But one thing I'll tell you, the source of the Ramban is shrouded in mystery.